Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, My Favorite Wife. The starring players...
This is Greer Garson.
This is Richard Ney.
This is Gail Patrick.
And this is Franklin Pangborn.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in Leo McCary's hilarious comedy of marital mix-up, My Favorite Wife. It stars Richard Ney as Nick Arden, Greer Garson as Ellen Arden, Franklin Pangborn as the hotel manager, and Gail Patrick as Bianca Worthing. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in My Favorite Wife. Nick Arden, a successful young lawyer, is appearing before a judge in the Los Angeles Civil Court, attempting to establish the legal status of his wife, Ellen Arden, who has been missing for 7 years.
Quiet! Quiet in the court. Sounds like visiting day at the zoo. Now, where were we?
The Arden case, Your Honor.
Oh, yes. Well, Miss Arden, as I see it, your wife, Ellen Arden, was lost at sea when a ship went down off the coast of Indochina.
Yes, Your Honor, 7 years ago.
Well, the testimony's all here. Sworn affidavits, no evidence to the contrary. Law is clear. I hereby pronounce Ellen Arden, wife of Nicholas Arden, legally dead.
Oh, thank you, Judge. Now, will you please marry us?
Oh, that's quite all right. What was that?
Well, Mr. Arden and I wish to be married.
Oh, but his first wife just died 7 years ago. Mr. Arden, do you plan to marry this young lady?
Yes, Your Honor, Miss Bianca Worthing.
Have you had time to think about this?
Your Honor, Mr. Arden is over 21, and will you please make the ceremony as short as possible?
We're going to Yosemite for our honeymoon.
Well, the man who'd remarry this quickly doesn't deserve to lose his first wife.
Well, I'll take the chance.
Well, don't say I didn't warn you. Take Bianca's hand in yours and repeat after me.
Russ?
Yes, sir?
See that the windows of suite A are opened and the room aired. We're expecting a honeymoon couple, Mr. and Mrs. Arden.
Yes, sir, right away, sir.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, yes, madam?
Could you tell me if Mr. Arden has arrived?
No, not yet, but we're expecting him any moment. You aren't by any chance his lovely bride?
No.
Oh.
That is, not exactly...
Not exactly.
No. I'm only his wife.
Oh, I see. You're only his... What was that?
Oh, it's much too long a story to go into. I'll sit over here and wait for him, if you don't mind.
But, madam... Oh, dear. Front.
Yes, sir.
There's a gentleman and a lady just coming in. See to their luggage.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good evening, sir. And you too, madam. Welcome to Yosemite. Sequestered seclusion among the sequoia.
My name is Arden. I made a reservation.
Arden? Oh, you're Mr. Arden.
Yes. Anything wrong in that?
No, not if you're broad-minded. I've given you and your bride sweet A.
Come, Nicky, darling, let's go up. I'm frightfully tired.
All right, dear.
Just a moment, Mr. Arden.
Yes?
Could I speak to you privately?
Say, what is this?
Are you coming, darling?
Wait for me at the elevator, Bianca. Now, what's all this about?
Mr. Arden, I have a surprise for you.
A surprise? Well, can't you send it up to the room?
Not and keep within the moral code laid down by the Hotel Association. The surprise I speak of has just crossed the lobby and is standing right behind you.
Right behind me? What the devil are you... Ellen!
Nicky. Oh, Nicky, darling.
Ellen. Oh, I can't believe it. Is it really you?
Why don't you kiss me and see?
Oh, darling.
Well, is it?
Yes, You're real, all right. Oh, and sweet, wonderful, and beautiful.
Oh, that's what I wanted you to say.
Where have you been the last 7 years? We all thought you were dead.
I know. Did I have a nice funeral?
Oh, it's lovely. Reverend Blake preached a wonderful sermon.
Oh, that's nice. I wish I could have heard it.
You haven't said where you've been.
Marooned on a desert island. And I'd still be there if a Portuguese freighter hadn't wandered 200 miles off its course.
Well, how did you get here?
Well, I read about you and your bride when I got off the boat at San Pedro. So I caught the first plane.
Oh, Ellen, darling, just to hold you again, to realize you're alive, to kiss you.
I hate to interrupt, Mr. Arden, but is this a private love scene, or may I sell tickets?
Well, what's that, clerk?
The whole lobby is staring at you.
Oh.
And may I remind you that you have a bride waiting around the corner at the elevator?
Oh, good Lord, that's right, Bianca. I've forgotten all about her.
That is quite apparent, Mr. Arden.
Now, you keep out of this. I've got to talk to you, Ellen. What room are you in?
I haven't any room, Nicky.
Oh, well, I'll take care of that. How about Suite A? We had that on our honeymoon, remember?
Do I remember?
Flip, give this lady Suite A.
Suite A? What will I do with your wife?
You mean, what will I do with her?
I could give your wife and you a Suite C.
Well, that'll be fine.
And where will you be, Nicky?
Well, I'll join you in Suite A just as soon as I have Bianca settled in Suite C.
Well, if this is a game of tag, will somebody please tell me who's it?
Come in. Oh, thank goodness. I was afraid, Nicky.
Of what?
Oh, your new wife. Did you tell her about me?
Oh, no, not yet. But I will.
Well, really, Nicky, I do think you might have waited 24 hours between marriages.
You might have let me know you were still alive. Here I am, married to two women. You realize what that makes me?
A very busy man.
I'm a bigamist. A bigamist.
Poor Nick.
And how am I going to tell Bianca? After all, I just can't barge in and say, oh, I'm sorry, my wife came back, our marriage is off. Now, can I?
Well, does sound a little crude for you, Nicky. Would you like me to tell her?
She wouldn't believe it was you. You're dead, you know.
I don't believe it.
Oh, you are just the same. You were pronounced legally dead this morning.
Well, I feel awfully illegally alive. But then you always had that effect on me, Nicky.
Well, I could be arrested for the effect you have on me. Oh, darn that phone.
Hello?
Is Mr. Arden at liberty to come to the phone?
Just a moment. It's for you, Nicky.
Oh, thanks. Hello?
Your wife is looking for you, Mr. Arden.
Oh, well, tell her I'll be right up. I'm busy. I'll be...
Mr. Arden, we've maintained a reputation for respectability for 3 years. And we don't intend to lose it in one night.
Well, my reputation for respectability is just as high as your hotel.
Higher?
Yes, higher.
You've been up longer.
I've been up longer.
And what about my reputation?
Exactly. What about Mrs... my friend's reputation.
The less said, the easiest mended, I always say.
Nicky, explain the situation to him.
All right. You see, Mr. Why, it's as simple as ABC.
Now, don't tell me you've got a lady in Suite B, too.
Mr. Whatever your name is, my wife, that is, my bride. Oh, why should I bore you with the details?
Believe me, I won't be bored.
Oh, I think you would. I'll explain it when I see you.
In that case, Mr. Arden, I'll be right up.
He's coming up.
Don't you think you better go?
Well, where'll I go?
What about Suite C? You have a wife there, too, you know.
Look, I've got an idea. Just as soon as I leave here, you call Suite C. Say it's my office calling. Have to return immediately. Very important case.
And then what?
Why, then Bianca and I will have to leave immediately and drive all night to get back. Perhaps sometimes during the drive, I'll be able to tell her about you.
What do I do? You think I'm going to sit here while you go joyriding around the country with a married woman? You can think again.
Well, she's married to me.
That's just what I had in mind.
There's the clerk. Ellen, will you do this for me? Please. Just a moment. Please, Ellen.
Well, all right then.
Oh, you darling.
Oh, Nicky. Oh, Nicky. Kiss me.
Oh, my darling.
You miss me?
Every minute you are gone...
Oh, kiss me, Nicky.
Well.
Well, really. Mr. Arden, please.
Oh, hello, clerk. I was just going. Yes, well, Goodbye, Ellen, and don't forget to make that call.
Never. Never in all my experience in the hotel business have I ever seen anything like this. Madam, I am absolutely at a loss for words.
Oh, don't let that bother you, Kirk. So am I. My, isn't he the Casanova?
Oh! Oh!
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in just a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Did you ever notice the wonderful change in a room the instant you pulled up a shade or opened a blind? How everything brightened as the sunlight streamed in? How everything looked fresh and new? Well, I can show you the same sort of refreshing change in the appearance of your skin with just one application of Lady Esther face cream. I can show you a fresher, younger-looking skin as quickly as pulling up a shade and letting sunlight stream into a room. And I don't just say it. I prove it. Not in 30 days or 30 minutes, but in 30 little seconds. Yes, in just half a minute, I can prove it. Prove that one application of Lady Esther face cream makes your skin look radiantly refreshed, revived. Here's all you do. Just smooth a little Lady Esther four-purpose face cream on one patch of skin, like one cheek. Wipe it off. Then compare that patch of skin with the rest of your face. See how unmistakably cleaner and fresher it looks. Touch it with your fingertips. Feel the difference. Feel the satin-like smoothness of it. This 30-second patch test will prove everything I say. It will prove that Lady Esther face cream thoroughly cleans your skin, softens your skin, helps nature refine the pores, and leaves a smooth base on which powder looks fascinating. Remember, the patch test proves all this right on your own skin. Proves it in one application of Lady Esther face cream.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of My Favorite Wife, starring Gail Patrick, Greer Garson, Franklin Pangborn, and Richard Ney. Well, it's the next day, and Nick, having taken advantage of the fake telephone call from his first wife, Ellen, has been driving all night with his second wife, Bianca, pouting and angry beside him. But what Nick doesn't know is that Ellen has taken the plane and is waiting for them as they open the front door of the house.
Hello there. Why, Nicky, old sweet thing.
Well, isn't this a surprise?
Oh, is this the blushing bride? Well, don't you all look just too cute for words? Just too, too precious. And Nicky, darling.
What's this, Nicky?
Yes, you tell her, Nicky.
Why, this is, that is, oh, she's visiting my mother. Yes, her mother and my mother went to school together down south in Carolina.
How very interesting.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother's best friend. It certainly is nice to see you again, friend.
Oh, Nicky, I bet you tell that to all your wives.
What was that?
Oh, you mustn't mind my fooling, but here I keep you standing. You both look so awful tired. Would you like to go up to your room?
Yes, I would. Come along, Nicky.
Oh, wait, I have a couple of secrets to tell, Nick. A message from an old sweetheart. You all just run on ahead.
I'll be up in a few minutes, Bianca.
All right, but I'll be waiting for you.
I'll just bet you will.
Don't stay too long, Nicky.
I won't. Ellen, I could strangle you.
That would probably come easier than explaining to Bianca. You haven't told her yet.
Well, not yet,
Why
but...
Why not?
Well, I...
Well, how long does it take you to tell a woman, my wife's come back? I can say it in 5 seconds.
I just haven't had the opportunity.
I can say it in 2 seconds. My wife's come back. There, you see?
Nicky.
Oh, let her wait.
Nicky, are you coming upstairs, darling?
Yes, Bianca, I'm coming. I'll see you later, Ellen.
It must be great to have a wife in every room.
Ellen, that's not fair.
I ought to picket you.
Nicky, are you coming up?
Yes, Bianca.
Are you going to tell her now?
Do you think this is the psychological moment?
Well, I'd call it the zero hour.
All right, I'll tell her.
Nick!
Of course, it's going to take tact and delicacy.
Mm, but you've got what it takes, baby.
Sure I have.
Nick, I'm waiting.
Yes, I'm coming, dear.
I just knew you'd look like that in your dressing gown, Nicky, darling.
You did?
Uh-huh. What are you standing way over there for?
Oh, nothing. I'm just not sleepy, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am. Come on, sit over here beside me, darling.
I have something to tell you, Bianca.
It's about time.
Now, I don't want you to misunderstand. Just one of those unfortunate things.
Oh, tell me in the morning, darling.
Don't turn off those lights!
Why, darling?
Well, I always sleep with the lights on. Besides, I'm expecting someone, or something. You see, that's the doorbell.
But you're surely not going down to answer.
Oh, I've got to. It's an old family tradition. Head of the house always answers the doorbell.
But Nicky!
Sorry,
Nicky.
Honey. I'll get it, I'll get it. Oh, I must get that step fixed sometime. Yes, what can I...
Are you Nicholas Arden?
Yes?
I'm Johnson of the American Life and Accident Insurance, and
Well, this is a delightful surprise. Come right in, Mr. Johnson.
What?
Yes, come right in. It's so nice of you to drop by.
Oh, well, thank you. I won't be a minute. Mr. Arden, have you received any communication from your first wife, Ellen Arden?
What's that?
I thought not. It's customary to check when the company has paid out large sums of money, but this is merely ridiculous.
Well, what's merely ridiculous?
This rumor that your first wife was rescued from a deserted island by a Portuguese freighter.
Oh, yes, I...
Together with Stephen Burkett, a gentleman who was marooned there with her.
Yes, I know. What? A man was marooned with my wife?
Well, according to this unverified rumor...
My wife and this Stephen Burkett? On an island together for 7 years? What else is rumored?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. The captain of the freighter said the woman, the one supposed to be your wife, always called Mr. Burkett Adam.
Adam?
Oh, yes, yes. And he called her Eve.
Eve?
Adam and Eve. Delightful fancy, isn't it?
Yes, it's a riot. Tell me, is this Stephen Burkett staying in town?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I believe he's staying at the Pacific Club.
At the Pacific Club, huh?
I'm sorry to have troubled you with this ridiculous rumor, Mr. Arden. You have been very kind. Good night, sir.
Good night, sir. Adam and Eve, huh? And she said the island was deserted. Just wait. Ellen?
Nick!
So... The island was deserted, was it?
Nicky, what's the matter?
Why didn't you tell me you weren't alone on that island? Why didn't you tell me this man Burkett was with you?
Oh, he didn't arrange it, Nick. It just happened.
7 years on a deserted island.
Why, Stephen Burkett is perfectly harmless. He broke his leg when our ship was wrecked. He was laid up, poor dear, for 6 months.
Well, that still leaves him 6.5 years.
Oh, if you could see him, you wouldn't be jealous. He's anemic.
Well, where is he now?
Oh, he's probably the YMCA.
The YMCA,
yes,
huh?
He always lives at the YMCA. He's so little and mild and he's so anemic.
Nick, wait, where are you going?
I'm not going to the YMCA, Eve. I'm going to the Pacific Club. I'm just enough of a snake to want to see this anemic Adam. Boy, is this the woman fool?
No, sir. They just hang around to watch Mr. Burkett. They go crazy every time he comes into the pool. Oh, there he is. They're standing on the high dock.
Oh, that must be the wrong Burkett. I'm looking for a mild, gentle, anemic man.
Well, it must be someone else. Well, this Burkett was lost in a desert island for 7 years.
He was?
Well, yeah, and the way I heard it, there was a woman lost with him. They called each other Adam and Eve.
Is that so?
Boy, ain't he the Superman, though. Hey, look at that physique.
Look, what's the quickest way out of here?
Just a minute. Are you Nick Arden?
Yes, what do you want?
Mr. Arden, I've got a warrant for your arrest.
Arrest? What's the charge?
Bigamy.
Huh?
Bigamy. You mind coming with us, Mr. Arden?
Not at all. I'd love to go to jail, but I don't want suite A, B, or C.
Quiet, quiet in the court.
If Your Honor, please.
Please, Mr. Arden. What are you doing here anyway? Bigamy is a criminal offense. This is a civil court. What kind of a lawyer are you?
He's really a very good lawyer, Your Honor, but of course as a... As
and
a husband...
I want your opinion, young woman. I'll ask for it. Mr. Arden, what school did you go to?
Harvard.
I'm a Yale man myself. Now, which one of these young women is the bride?
I am, Your Honor. You married me.
Kissless? It's an annulment.
If he'd only come and told me, Your Honor.
Well, you know, Harvard man. Young woman, that laugh is going to cost you $25.
Oh, but, Your Honor, I'm legally dead. Do you think it's nice to take money from a corpse?
Snappy little corpse, isn't she? That'll cost you 25 more.
But, Your Honor, she is legally dead. You declared her legally dead in this very courtroom.
Did I do that?
Yes, Your Honor.
No wonder the Court of Appeals is always reversing me. Well, anyway, I'm going to declare her legally alive right now.
But if you do that, Your Honor, I'm guilty of bigamy.
If you don't, I'll be guilty of murder.
But you can't do that. It's illegal. I'll tell you what. I'll annul the second marriage first. That leaves Arden free to go back to his first wife, if that seems necessary or advisable.
Well, I think I ought to wait 60 days, Your Honor. It's a difficult problem that needs to be considered calmly and rationally.
It didn't take you 60 minutes 3 days ago.
And look what happened.
May I go, Your Honor? I want to get out of here before I explode.
Certainly, my dear. I should be home myself. I'm anxious to tell my wife about this case. She thinks most of my cases are dull.
But what about me, Your Honor?
Second marriage is annulled. First wife, legally dead, is now legally alive and is still your wife.
Thank you, Your Honor. Goodbye, Nick.
Goodbye. Ellen, where are you going?
Up to the mountain cabin. I want to be sure that I don't influence you during the 60 days you need to think this out.
Ellen, wait! I didn't... Ellen! Ellen! Well, the old cabin looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Yes, and isn't the mountain air wonderful? Well, thanks for driving me up, Nick.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, thanks, Nick, and goodbye.
Goodbye. It's going to be sort of dark going down the mountains on those hairpin turns.
Oh, but you're such a good driver.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. I don't think there's much fog.
There isn't any. Good night.
Good night. Nick!
I've gone to bed. What do you want?
I had a flat.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I haven't a spare. I had to walk back up here.
Well, come in. Now what am I going to do with you?
Well, I didn't want to come back here any more than you wanted me.
Where do you propose to sleep?
Well, there's a couch in the attic.
That's just the place for you.
And I'll be out of here by daylight.
And if you're a gentleman, you won't wake me.
Well, you can rely on me.
I know it, you Harvard man. Now, you can stay up if you want to, but I'm sleepy. Good night.
Good night.
Now what?
Are you hungry?
No. Are you?
No. I just thought maybe you were.
Well, I'm not. Just sleepy.
Well, then. Good night.
Good night. What is it this time?
Are you comfortable? Comfortable?
Thank you.
Oh, you're beautiful.
Thank you. Good night, Nick.
Good night. Oh, what's the use, Ellen? You know the way I feel. I'm stuck. I don't care what people say about Adam and Eve.
I was always mad about you, and I always will be.
Why, Mr. Arden, you know you haven't had time to think this out calmly, rationally.
Well, I don't have to think it out.
Oh, yes, you do. You go away for 60 days.
I'm not going to go away and stay away from you for 60 days.
Oh, 60 days isn't too long. Now, let me see. November, December, 23, 24. But just about Christmas time. Sorry, Nick. You'll have to come back and tell me about it in 60 days, and we'll have a lovely Christmas.
You mean, not until Christmas?
Not until Christmas. What, you again?
Hello.
What was that noise? What were you doing?
Getting this.
Turn on the light. I can't see. Good heavens. What is it?
My old Santa Claus suit.
Merry Christmas, darling. Merry Christmas.
Oh, I'm a big, you fool.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, Nick, darling.
Thank you, Franklin Pangborn, Gail Patrick, Richard May, and Greer Garson for appearing with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players tonight. We are grateful for your delightful performances. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Have you the courage to look 10 years younger? Have you the courage to look lovelier and more romantic? Well, women say my new shade of face powder, Bridal Pink, does just that. They say they can actually see the years slip away when they apply Bridal Pink. They can see the faded yellow look vanish from their skin. See it take on a fresh, romantic quality. Bridal Pink is a new kind of shade, based on an entirely different principle in color blending. It's not for just one particular skin coloring, but for four basic skin types. Bridal Pink is equally flattering whether your hair is blonde, brown, auburn, or black. You see, Lady Esther face powder is so highly pulverized that it feels light as a feather on your skin. Yet it completely covers tiny lines and blemishes. It gives depth and sparkle to your eyes, new richness to your lips. Many women say it even makes their features look smaller and daintier. Surprise your family and friends tomorrow. Watch them sit up and take notice. Here's all you do. First, apply Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. Wipe it off. Then apply Lady Esther Bridal Pink face powder. Bridal Pink, the shade that gives you that happy, radiant look. That look of complete self-confidence.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Paris Underground. It will star Gladys Cooper, George Rigaud, Kurt Kroger, and Constance Bennett. Be sure to listen. Greer Garson will soon be seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production Adventure. Richard Ney made his first public appearance tonight since his release from 3.5 years service in the United States Navy. Gail Patrick can soon be seen in the Republic picture, The Madonna's Secret. Franklin Pangborn will soon be seen in the Preston Sturges production, The Sin of Harold Diddlebuck, released through United Artists. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.